Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Wilhelmina.
First of all, congratulations on your winning the championship.
Thank you very much.
Can you just tell us how is that championship happen? What happens?
There's 10 events over 2 days, and you memorize things like shuffle decks of cards under really tight time limits, great lists of numbers and names and words, and the numbers include binary 1001 strings.
Oh my.
It's all totally useless. But it does, the training does train you to focus and concentrate. But most of my work is memorizing useful things. I wouldn't probably memorize lists. I will do a shopping list if I want to on the run or a to-do list. But mostly I just write those down. It's to memorize things that you really want to know long term.
Right. Right. Okay. And so what sparked your interest in researching memory craft?
I have got the world's worst memory. My natural memory is appallingly bad. So at school and university, I was good at maths or anything that required pure logic, but nothing that required memory. And when I started researching for a book, I've written quite a few science books, on Indigenous knowledge of animal behaviour, I discovered that they will recall the names and habits and everything of 1,000 or so animals. And this is because they include all the invertebrates, plus add in all the plants and navigation of vast distances and laws and ethics and land management. It goes on and on and on. And I just started asking the question, how the hell are they doing it, which derailed my entire PhD.
Wow. Okay. So can you tell us some of the techniques you use to help you memorize information?
The big one is what's known as memory palaces, when people think they're invented by the Greeks, which is basically a set of locations in the physical landscape. And the brain, the neuroscience is quite strong on this, is set up to associate images and knowledge with positions in the landscape. So Cicero and all the great Greek orators would imagine themselves moving through a building or streetscape as they recalled each part of their speech and get that back because they'd associated it. But what my research showed was this was not invented by the Greeks. Aboriginal song lines work exactly the same way, except they're more complicated, and same as Native American pilgrimage trails and so on all around the world. By associating information with landscape and then imagining yourself moving through it, you can recall that information. And we have evidence of Indigenous stories accurately recalled for over 10,000 years.
Oh my
gosh. It is a phenomenally reliable method.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So,
yes.
So
astounding.
I still
can't believe it.
Yeah, I know, right? So when you're building that memory palace, how does your brain associate the physical place with the memory?
It's called a temporal snapshot. So if you imagine something at the same time you're thinking about a particular location or even better, standing there. So, for example, I've done all the countries of the world in numeric order, in population order. So if you start at your front door and want to make that china, you imagine a Chinese meal being delivered or smashing a china plate, anything that gets china in there. And then you can use that location to build stories and more complexity. So by using a song line, you're laying down a firm, grounded foundation of knowledge, and then you build higher level learning above it. And you'll start seeing patterns and all sorts of amazing connections that you won't see if you haven't got all in memory.
That's amazing. And what's kind of the is there a limit of, okay, I can remember 52 things using a memory palace, or can I remember 100 things using a memory palace?
Only 100? That'd be a breeze. We do that in competition. Yeah. I've got 10 kilometres of song lines mapped out around Castlemaine, Victoria, where I live. 5 kilometres of that is all the radicals for learning Mandarin. From my earlier book, The Memory Code, where I talked about these things and applied them to archaeology, the big reaction was, how do we do this in everyday life, hence memory craft. And one of the big things that came back is languages. How would we use it to learn languages? Now, my problem at school was that I failed languages completely. So I took up French and started using memory palaces for vocabulary and verbs and all sorts of, and plus other methods, song, dance, all the things that Indigenous cultures do. And then I decided I'd take on Mandarin as well. You know, as well, challenge yourself. And so the radicals, which isn't an alphabet, but they're sort of the foundations of all the characters, I've laid out 100, there's 214 or something altogether, and I've laid them all out right round where I'd go for a walk during the day. And as you think about each location, it keeps recalling the information. It just works a treat, and no, there's no limit. I've got thousands of locations action at the moment, and I haven't even started. And this is with a naturally very bad memory.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Okay. And so, does thing like Memory Craft help with Sudoku or brain training?
Sudoku's repetitive, and the neuroscience is quite clear that if you want to lay down new neural pathways, and people can to right into very old age, way older than me in my mere 60s, you need novelty. And that's why a lot of the images you make, your brain will naturally make them either violent or sexual. I'm sorry to, or vulgar in some ways, to add that in. But those images, new images, are more memorable. And so Sudoku's all right for learning how to do Sudoku, but if you're going to keep your brain very active, and it's a muscle, you should exercise it like every other muscle, you want new stuff all the time, new information. So you want to be studying anything and just keep studying for all of life.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, and so I guess your new book, Memory Craft, is a great place for listeners to find out more about what you've been talking about this morning.
Yeah, that's just one of the methods. There's stacks more. There's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Have a great day.
And you.